On the afternoon of Saturday, March 25, 1911, a fire broke out at the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory, located just off Washington Square in Manhattan. 146 workers died, almost all of them young Jewish and Italian immigrant women. Until September 11th, the Triangle Fire was the deadliest workplace disaster in the history of New York City. Washington Post reporter David Vondrely has written a new book about the tragedy, which he says was a catalyst for change in America well beyond important workplace reforms. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
In the prologue to his superb book, Triangle, David Vondrely takes readers to a pier in Manhattan known as Misery Lane. There, on March 26, 1911, some 100,000 people lined up to walk into a makeshift morgue and view the bodies of 146 workers who had died the day before in the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire, a fire that had started in a scrap garment bin. Some of the onlookers at the pier were sobbing relatives of the dead, who identified their loved ones by a plait of braided hair or a shoe insert that mysteriously escaped the flames. Most of the others present were voyeurs, some even chewing gum and giggling. A police official, outraged by their behavior, finally ordered the viewing line purged of these ghouls. The danger of a book like Triangle is that we readers step into the place of the gawkers, vicariously thrilling, for instance, to the spectacle of young women leaping to their deaths from the windows of the factory. Like the Titanic disaster that took place a year later, the Triangle Fire contains all the melodrama needed to make a blockbuster Hollywood weepy. So it's part of the triumph of Vondrely's book that while paying homage to the dead and the terror of their last moments in that burning factory, he also successfully urges us to look beyond the fire, which lasted a scant half hour, to the larger political and social world the Triangle workers inhabited. In detailed yet readable fashion, Vondrely ambitiously traces how, because of the Triangle Fire, the burgeoning women's rights movement, the labor movement, and the progressive movement all joined forces for a remarkable time in American history, transforming the Democratic Party and clearing the way for the New Deal liberalism of Franklin Roosevelt. Triangle is such a rich book and such gripping narrative history that listing all the topics and colorful personalities gracing its pages would do it a disservice. Let's just say that if you want a short but substantive history of sweatshops or Tammany Hall, a background on the gender politics underlying the invention of the shirtwaist, or an understanding of why the 1909 general strike garnered an unprecedented coalition of female factory workers, women's college graduates, Lower East Side socialists, and progressive high society matrons, this is the book to read. Maybe I'm predisposed, as the daughter of a lifetime union shop steward, to be moved by Vondrely's account of the 1909 general strike, begun when thousands of young female factory workers gathered at a meeting hall at Cooper Union in Manhattan, raised their right hands, and pledged to struggle until the end. But conversely, I think you'd have to be a latter-day Simon Legree not to be touched by this all-too-forgotten story of working-class women standing fast against a hostile police force, hired goons, and even neighborhood priests who preached to the Italian girls among the strikers that striking was a sin. Two of the bosses who mounted the most violent resistance to the strike were the owners of the Triangle Factory, Max Blank and Isaac Harris, themselves Jewish immigrants like many of the workers who were beat up by their goons. Vondrely says that blood, then, was already the Triangle's legacy, even before history paid another visit in the form of the fire. Blank and Harris would later be accused of causing workers' deaths by blocking a vital exit door to guard against employee theft. They were acquitted despite damning evidence to the contrary. Figures like Al Smith and Francis Perkins were so outraged by the verdict, they worked to usher in a new era of political and labor reform. At the center of his book, Vondrejli retells the story of the fire and goes into detail for the first time about the lives of some of the women workers who died. One surviving Triangle employee Vondrejli quotes recalls that, "We used to have a lot of fun working together at the factory, all young girls." The pathos of the Triangle fire is so embedded in the story, Vondrejli wisely recognizes that he doesn't have to underscore it. With restraint and intelligence, he makes good on the claim of his subtitle, that Triangle really was the fire that changed America, and changed, at least for a time, the way Americans regarded the dignity of ordinary workers.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Triangle, The Fire That Changed America, by David Vondrejli. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. I'm Terry Gross.